Is anybody there? I kind of got myself locked in the studio here. That's a long story. But the bottom line is this. Sure would be nice if somebody let me out. Hello? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to push really hard on this door and hope I can get out in time for today's edition of Grace Walk. Ugh. Oh, that sure feels good, that feeling of freedom you get after you've been trapped. But author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh says Christians need to have a better understanding of the trap Jesus rescued us from.
Sometimes I meet people who have the opinion that as Christians we have a soul and a spirit. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23 that we do exist in three parts, spirit, soul, and body. But we're not a body who has a soul and spirit. An 88-year-old woman wrote these words in Reader's Digest. You see me as an ancient old woman, but the real me is not what you see. I'm just stuck inside this broken old body and I can't get out. It hurts me and it won't move right. And it gets tired whenever I try to do anything. I am a prisoner within this decaying body. Boy, she understood it, didn't she? Listen, as a Christian, you aren't a body who has a soul and spirit. You're a spirit who lives in a body. But the real you, that part of you that is indwelled by God Himself, will never die, but will live forever.
If you feel trapped by habits and hang-ups left over from your old life, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Freedom from Enslaving Sins. Our number again, 1-800-472-2311, or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.